our topic is publicising miracles. A topic just for Hanukkah, but also other occasions as well. There is in fact a halacha that whenever a person individually experiences a miracle, he must celebrate it every year. He should make a seudah for it. And when he passes the place where the miracle happened to him, he should make a bracha, she'asari neis b'makam hazeh. The Ramban writes in his sefer called Teras Hashem Tamimo that the miracles which Hashem did to us in the coming out of Egypt and also later are ones which are all to reflect on the purpose of our existence. They are all to accept that Hashem is our God, that there is no other. What is the kavana, the intention behind creation? And we reflect, in fact, the coming out of Egypt in our tefillin and in Pesach and in our daily prayers. But not only are there the miracles of the coming out of Egypt, there are the miracles of the creation of the world. And we have the miracles which we celebrate with Purim and on Hanukkah by saying Al HaNisim and other commemorations and so on. On Hanukkah itself, we have a celebration of lighting the Hanukkah light. We say Al HaNisim. Strangely, in Al HaNisim, we do not talk about the miracle of the Pach Shemen, of the oil which burnt for 8 days instead of 1 day. In the Al HaNisim, we're talking about Lahashkichom Tarosecho. The whole persecution which took place was to try and make us turn away from Yiddishkeit. Hanukkah is the story of our spiritual survival. But we celebrate by lighting that Hanukkah light, and we publicize it. We publicize it not only to ourselves, but to everybody outside who are passing in the street. The mitzvah as prescribed is really to put it outside your front door, or according to Tosfos, outside your front garden gate. But it's not necessarily practical nowadays, and when it talks about the Shas HaSakona in times of danger and so on, and so the minhag is to put it in one's window, but one is publicizing the nes of Hanukkah to everybody outside in the street. And the ikum mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah is really Ner Shuveso, just one person, one candle per night for the whole household. What does the Gemara say? Well, we have a Mahadrin, and we have Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, a Hidur mitzvah to increase it, that not only does one person light, but everybody in the household, all males in the household light, and we light additionally a candle each night according to the number of days. And that's a Mahadrin, and a Mahadrin min a Mahadrin. And you have in fact in front of you, on your handout, an extract from the Beis Halevi. And I'd like to read a little bit just from page 57, the left-hand side, on the left-hand column, where you see the big word Shom. Because the question is this: why is it that in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah we have a Mahadrin and a Mahadrin min a Mahadrin? We don't find this with any other mitzvah. All right, we always have the idea of Hidur mitzvah. So you make a nicer looking mitzvah, like you buy a nice esrog, and for the Chanukah light you have nice oil maybe. But why do we have this idea of Mahadrin and Mahadrin min a Mahadrin to add on the mitzvah according to the number of days and for the number of people, when in actual fact you don't get this idea of Mahadrin and Mahadrin min a Mahadrin with other mitzvahs? So the Beis Halevi writes, Shom, the Mahadrin min a Mahadrin. Have we got it? It's the little paragraph on the very left-hand side. We find that with this mitzvah, a hidur, a glorification, to make the mitzvah nice, and an even greater thing of the yoser hidur. Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin. Why is this? Why dafka with Ner Chanukah? Hanirim mishum de'ikah ha'neis, because the actual miracle, tachlisa hayarak mishum hidur mitzvah. Because the whole miracle happens because of hidur mitzvah. Says in the Pasuk, Zeh Keli Vavdehu, this is my God and I will glorify him. And so to make something look nice out of love and devotion. So this was mitzvah hidur mitzvah lechuda velo mishum ikar mitzvah. It wasn't just because of the main mitzvah. Dari abba pach shem and ladlik bo lailo achas. Okay, there was only enough oil for one night. But what they could have done was, they could have said, look, we haven't got enough oil, so what we're going to do is, we'll make smaller wicks. The flame in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh was obviously a larger flame than we would imagine to have at home. And they could have made a much smaller wick and said, well, let this last longer. They could have made the wick one-eighth of what it ordinarily is, and they could have made that limited supply of oil last for 8 days. But they said no. They could have just done the main mitzvah. There is no rule about the thickness of the wicks. The whole miracle happened because they wanted to do a hiddur, because they said, no, we want to do the mitzvah the proper way, the nice way, that it looks nice, and not the stingy way. We don't want to have to minimize on what we are liable to do. We will make it as nice as we can, and what happens, happens. So the Chol HaNesayi Rak Mishum Hidra Mitzvah Sheyu HaNeiros Yofim, they wanted to make the candles nice, Kemo Shehoyu Mekodem, like it always was, Mi'al Kein Tiknu Chachomim Mitzvah Zuh Hidurim Yosem B'chol Mitzvah. And that's why the Chachomim said we will have extra Hidurim, because it was Hidur Mitzvah. We will have Mahadrin, we'll have Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. It's true, but maybe they had the hope they might find some other oil which had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. We don't know what hopes they had in their mind, but their attitude was, if in 24 hours time we have no oil left, then we're on us, we can't help it. If you haven't got the materials and necessity to do a mitzvah, then you just shrug your shoulder and say, well, we can't help it. And we'll discuss, in fact, in a moment, what if you don't have money to perform the mitzvah of tefillin, of tzitzis, of mezuzah? Do you have to perform the mitzvah? The answer is no. You're honest, you can't help it. The exceptions to that, we will come to now. If we turn over the page, we come to the last piece of the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. And if we look at Halacha Yud Beis, Mitzvah Sneh Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Mi'od. Again, this is an expression you don't find with other mitzvahs. The mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah light is something which is dear to us as a mitzvah very much. But sorry, Chodom Lehizayabot, and a person has to be very careful with it. So you'll notice we're getting different expressions with the mitzvah of Neh Chanukah. We've had the expression of Hidur Mitzvah, we've got the mitzvah of Chivuv, of love for the mitzvah. We've got here the mitzvah of zahirus, of being careful with the mitzvah. And we also elsewhere have the wording of dikduk, of being exact with the mitzvah. And rogil b'ner, if a person is accustomed to do the mitzvah, he will have sons of Atamid Chachomim. And it says, k'day lahodiyah hanes, in order to notify of the miracle, that we should publicize it. Or lahosif b'shvach okel, and we add to the praise of Hashem, v'odor la'al anisim sh'asalonu, to recognize and thank for the miracles which he has done for us. And then he says, "Afilu eino mayochal." Even if a person has nothing to eat, elo min hatzdaka, except from charity, shoel, he should borrow, o mocher kesuso, or he should sell his clothes, velokav shemen v'neiros v'madlik, in order to have oil for the lighting of the Chanukah light. So what the Rambam here is saying is that a poor person should even be selling his clothes. All right, his very last shirt he doesn't have to sell. That could result in some inconvenience. But any clothing he has, otherwise, he should sell in order to perform the mitzvah of the Chanukah light. There is only one other mitzvah, actually there are two, other mitzvahs where it says a poor person should be prepared to sell his clothes. The other one is the four cups of wine, the matzah for Seder night. That's also a pasur minisa, to publicize a miracle. And the other one is Ner Shabbos, the Shabbos light. The Shabbos light is Shalom Bayis, because if you have it dark in the house and you stumble over a piece of wood and you get into a bad mood, and somebody will say, who put that thing there, and get all annoyed, and it'll spoil the spirit of Shabbos. And Shalom Bayis is the most important thing of all, as the Rambam indeed finishes off in this perek. But this mitzvah is one which is more important than others in that you have to spend money which you don't even have. If we now look in the Magid Mishnah, that's the small writing on the right hand side, Yud Beis, Mitzvah Hanukkah, Shom Omer Rav Huna Herogel B'nei Hanukkah Avim Lo Bonim Tamid Chachomim. Person who indulges in the mitzvah will have children who are wise men. And then it says, Ramash Kosav Rabbeinu. And what the Rabbeinu Rambam says, Afilu Eino Mayocha, even if you've got nothing to eat, Nira Shalomdu Mimash Nishmog Befer Zayim Ilchus Chomit Tzumatzah, it appears that what he's learning is taken from Chapter 7 of Hilchas Chomitz Matzah, where it says, Shafiru Oni Sheb Yisrael Leiv Kos Midalat Kosos, that a poor person may not have less than 4 cups of wine, where he should also be prepared to sell his clothes, Bahatam, and the reason is, Meshum Parasumei Nisa, in order to publicize the miracle. And then he says something very strange, which is easily overlooked because it's abbreviated, the Kol Shekein V'Ner Chanukah, and all the more so, the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Kol Shekein means a Kol V'Chomer. A Kol V'Chomer means, if it costs me a lot of money to buy 3 suits, then all the more so it will cost me a lot of money to buy 6 suits. A Kol V'Chomer. He says here that the mitzvah of Parasumei Nisa, which applies to the 4 cups of wine, is a very great mitzvah indeed, so that the poor person must be prepared to go begging or selling his clothes. And then he says, V'Kol Shekein V'Ner Chanukah. And all the more so, for Ner Chanukah. Now Ner Chanukah came later. I mean, the Tzias Mitzrayim, which we celebrate on Pesach, was surely a more significant event. Why is it that he says the Kol Shekein? What is the Kol V'Chomer here? Why is it that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah apparently seems greater than the mitzvah of the 4 cups of wine? And then he refers to Adif Mikiddush Hayom when he's talking about Kiddush on Shabbos, as we talk about later here, because the question is if there's a choice between the Ner Chanukah and wine for Kiddush on Shabbos, then you spend the money on Ner Chanukah. The Ner Beso Ner Chanukah, Shalom Bais comes first. That's the Sif Yudalad, and then the Rambam ends in a nice way, because how important it is that we should even be prepared to rub out Hashem's name, which is done in the Sota, with the Mitzvah of Sota, to make peace between husband and wife. And as his very last line is, for this whole Seder is a man in God of HaShalom, great is peace, Shekala Torah Nitna Lasas Shalom Ba'olam. The whole Torah is given for peace in the world, Shinema Torachel Be'achinam V'chonasino Seor Shalom. A very beautiful way he wants to end up with Zamanis. But we come back to our question, what is this Kol V'Chomer? Why is it? That's correct. So the question of Tovya comes up in a number of ways with Ner Chanukah. We say with Ner Chanukah it's Parasumei Nisa, it's publicizing the miracle, and therefore Parasumei Nisa comes before Tovya. And that's why the Ner Chanukah. Well, Havdalah, you've said in your davening. Kriyat Shema, it's true, true Kriyat Shema is Daraisa. The Poskim say your Ma'ariv first, and then you'll light your Chanukah light. But your Havdalah on the Yayin would be done after your Havdalah Sneh Chanukah, because you've already done Havdalah in your Tefillah. And we say that there is Parasumei Nisa on their Chanukah. If we turn over the page, we come to the Avnei Nezer. I'm looking at the clock because we want to finish a little bit earlier, not earlier today, but the normal time today, because we've had a long davening and people have to get away. So if I'm going too quick, please forgive me, but we're going to dive into the Avnei Nezer, where on the right-hand side, near the top, there's a small paragraph labelled Base, Baal Devar HaKal V'Chomer. And he asks, what is this Kal V'Chomer here? What are you suggesting that Ner Chanukah is more important than the 4 cups of wine? Baal Devar HaKal V'Chomer Shal HaRav HaMagid, the Magid Mishnah, near Elila Farish. I'll explain it as follows. Dehinei Tzorech Lahovin. My time on Kodin Kiddush Hayom. Why is it more important than Kiddush, that's Kiddush Friday night, Mishum Parasumei Nisa? That's publicizing the miracle Hallel Shabbos, who ate us al Kiddush Olam. But what about Shabbos, he says? Shabbos is a miracle we're commemorating of the creation of the world. Kamosha Omrim Zeichel Amasa Bereshis, as we say in the Kiddush. The Kiddush Olam, Yesh Me'ayin. The whole creation of the world was from nothing. Yosef Pele Minisim Shal Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that was even greater than the miracles of the coming out of Egypt. I can't suggest that the Nisim of coming out of Egypt were just for the Jews. The whole creation of the world was for the Jews because it was dependent on the receiving of the Torah. Shekibra Torah. The Rashis, Ein Rashis Elo Yisrael, Ein Rashis Elo Torah, Kol Masa Rashis Hoya Tulun, Ondin of Yom Vav Sivan, which is Shavuos, Shekibli Yisrael HaTorah, when the Jews received the Torah. In Cain, and if so, given to the Abakosas Chashuvin Pasumi Nissa, we respect that the whole idea of the four cups is for Pasumi Nissa, Shema Pasumi Mitzias Mitzrayim, which publicized the coming out of Egypt, Shabbos Nami Yechashiv Pasumi Nissa. What about poor Shabbos, Shema Farsim Chidush Olam, which publicizes the miracles of the creation of the world? But Tzorich Loma, Gimel, but Tzorich Loma, She'ani, HaMitzvah Shebelel Pesach Hein Mefarsim Lebonov Lebnei Deso. The mitzvah of Pesach is to publicize to one's children and to the members of his household. You sit round the table for the Seder. Kedichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Vigadatol Vincho, and you shall teach your children. Masha Eken Shabbos Shurak Be'atzma. Shabbos is just to oneself. Shabbos is an individual thing between one person and God on his own individual emunah. Masha Eken Shabbos Shurak Be'atzma. V'adova muvan al pim Masha Omati Kvar B'tam HaRambam. And he explains in the Rambam's light, the Kol Mitzvahs Ein Mechuyim Linko Kesuso. In all the mitzvahs, a poor person hasn't got to sell his clothes. Shari Chishav Lazis Mitzvah Lo Asa. If a person wants to do a mitzvah, he can't do it. Ma'ale Olova Kosov Kidu Asa. It is as if he has done it. Masha Ein Kein Pasumi Nisa. But that's not the case when it's coming to publicize the miracle. The Farsay Nacherim, because then you're publicizing to others, to third parties. So what you're doing is affecting others in the way they think. They are Cain, Kiddush Hayom Shulatzma. Kiddush, which is really for oneself, Shuv Domina She'er Mitzvahs, it's compared to other mitzvahs. V'zeh Muvan Heitav, and therefore you haven't got to sell your clothes. V'zeh Muvan Heitav HaKal V'Chomer. Now we come to the Kal V'Chomer of the Magid Mishnah. Kiven to Ner Chanukah Kodem L'Kiddush, because Ner Chanukah comes before Kiddush. Al Koch in Tzolib Pursum Acherim Dafka, because Ner Chanukah is to publicize to others. So Ner Chanukah, which you put at the doorway of your house, Mibachutz, outside, Shema Farsim Makol, you're publicizing it to everybody, all the passers-by. Vadai Kal V'Chomer, that is why you have a Kal V'Chomer, Me'abakosus, from the four cups of wine, She'ein HaPirsum Rak Levon Ol Levnei Veso Levad, because the whole publicity relating to the four cups of wine is to the members of your household, round the table. That's a parsum minister to the family. But Chanukah is a parsum minister to everybody outside. And that's why you have the Kal V'Chomer. That's why we say all the more so with Ner Chanukah. That the parsum minister is more important with Ner Chanukah because you're publicizing it to everybody outside. So now that's the Avnei Nezer, which is very nice, but we can ask a question on the Avnei Nezer. But why? Okay, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. We publicize the miracles of Pesach around the table, and we publicize the miracles of Chanukah to everybody outside. But why? We publicize the miracles of Shabbos to oneself. What about Purim? We also have a Parsumi Nisa. On Purim, we read the Megillah. What is the Parsumi Nisa of Purim? To come to Shul, to stand together as a Kehillah, and to hear the Megillah. That's a Parsumi Nisa. So we find another difference then with Parsumi Nisa. By Purim, the Parsumi Nisa is the Kehillah, the Shul. Rovam Hadras Melech. Shabbos to the individual, Purim to the shul, Pesach to the family, and Chanukah to everybody outside. We've identified these differences primarily from the Avnei Nezer, but let's now ask why. Well, the Pasumi Nisar are to the Jews. I know that some like to publicize Chanukah at Goldsby Station or at the White House. And we won't go into that, whether that conforms to Nerish or Veso or not. That's another question, whether it's kosher or not kosher. But the Parsumi Nisa, we're not trying to influence our non-Jewish friends on the miracles which Hashem has done for us. The idea is to strengthen the emunah of our fellow Jews.
As a matter of fact, trying to do that is like punching in the face. You know, you say, we won a war thousands of years ago,
Yeah, we're not trying to say to the non-Jews, just try one ear and we'll show you what we can do. That's not the intention of Ner Chanukah. You can't say that Ner Chanukah is special. It's Bayomim Mahim Bazman Hazeh. It's a more recent thing than Briyas HaOlam, which we never really saw properly, or Yetziach Mitzrayim, which happened a long time ago. You can say Ner Chanukah is Bayomim Mahim Bazman Hazeh, so it's got some more significance. But I would like to just bring a little bit more light on this in another way. We've spoken about Shabbos. Shabbos is the emunah between a person and Hashem. That's the emunah for the Yochid. He's not out to demonstrate to others, this is our significant time when we commemorate creation. Purim, we read the Megillah as a Kehillah. Why? When Haman came along to Achashverosh, he said, Am mefuzar u'mefarod bein ha'amim. There are these people who are scattered around amongst the others. And Chazal explained it means that there was not enough peace between us. We were arguing with each other. And therefore, the whole tikkun of Purim was to bring us together as one. And Purim, of course, is Kibbu v'Kiblu HaYehudim, when we accepted upon ourselves the Torah willingly. And when we received the Torah, it says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ki Ish Echod V'Lev Echod, we were all one. There were no arguments going on. So we come together as a Kehillah. Pesach is the family. When the din of Korban Pesach is given, it says the word, L'mishpacho Seichem, according to your families. Paro tried to break up family life. When you're a slave, you don't have a family life. The whole functioning of the Jewish people, the whole continuation of the Jewish people was affected by the way Paro behaved towards us. And when the women brought the mirrors for the Mishkan, and Moshe was reluctant that these items of vanity should not be received, he was told off. He was told off by God and said, these mirrors, they helped the Jewish people continue because the women made themselves look nice and attracted their husbands to come home late in the evening after a hard day's work. And that was a tikkun for the Jewish people. So the whole problem of Pesach was the family life. And so the Parsumei Nisa with the Haggadah, Migad Talavincha, is to the family around the table. Comes Hanukkah, the Parsumei Nisa is to everybody outside. Why? Because the whole war of Hanukkah was, as we say in the Al HaNisim, Lahashgicham Tarosechon, to make us forget our Torah. And so it was a war from the external, coming internally. Everything the external, when you bring into your house the bad influences, I'm not going to go into what those might be, but when you bring into your house the bad influences, and they corrupt the Torah household, that is what causes Lahashgicham Tarosechon. So we are countering that by fighting back at the elements which come in from outside to show the light to outside and say, we will not forget our Torah, we will not be influenced. And as it says, Ner Mitzvah the Torah, the light is a symbol of the Torah. And we were threatened with our spiritual survival to forget the Torah. Hence, therefore, you get the different kinds of Parsumei Nisa. And so now we can come back again to that Kal V'Chomer. That Kal V'Chomer was asking, why is it that we were publicizing, and more importantly, the Ner Chanukah than the four cups of wine? Because the four cups of wine, where everybody is doing it, so everybody's going to be doing the Ner Chanukah, Mahajim, Ena Mahajim. And the four cups of wine wasn't a case of spiritual survival. It was in a way. It was, we were Mentes Shari Tumo. But this was a case where there was a deliberate act to stop us from keeping Shabbos, from keeping Rosh Chodesh, from keeping Bris Milah, and so we had to fight back as best we could. Hence the Parsumei Nisa to everybody outside. Now I know I've reached the time I was meant to finish, but if I may just finish off with one small point from a sefer called Dabar Be'ito. Rav Mordechai Sasson of Baghdad notes this din that it says you put the Chanukah light outside, but it says of a shas hasakona, but in times of danger, manicha al shulchano v'dayo. You can put it on your table, on your kitchen table, and that's good enough. That's what the halacha says. So he says, the message which comes out from this is a very important one. When we want to do mitzvahs, we should not be show-offs. When people give tzedakah, they shouldn't do it in order to give themselves the covered. There are other mitzvahs which people might be doing only to give themselves covered and a good name. He says, nothing could be worse than that. The problem with a Ner Chanukah is that you're going outside your house and you're showing to everybody that you're doing a mitzvah. Is that not showing off? The Takana of Chazal is to do it that way. But it says, at the time of danger, what is the biggest danger? The danger is to your neshama. The biggest danger is when a person becomes haughty and big-headed as a result of the covet which he's receiving by showing off. In those times of danger, when there is a danger to your spiritual survival because you're showing off and you're becoming beheaded, don't publicize your mitzvahs. Don't put your Chanukah light outside. Put it on your table and that's good enough. And with all mitzvahs, if there's a danger that you will become big-headed as a result of showing off your mitzvahs, do it inside your house. Don't show it off to other people. And that's good enough. Thank you.